From Stoic Wisdoms, on selling out, you had a line. It was clear, well-defined, something you'd thought through carefully. You'd never work for a company whose products harmed people. You'd never promote something you didn't believe in. You'd never trade your autonomy for a paycheck if it meant compromising your values. The line was real enough that you'd turned down opportunities that crossed it, walked away from situations that asked too much. Then rent came due, or medical bills, or the realization that your principles were easier to maintain when someone else was paying for them. And you found yourself on the other side of the line you said you'd never cross, telling yourself it's temporary. It's strategic. It's just until you get stable. It's not really selling out because you're still you inside. Are you? The question of selling out assumes there's something authentic to sell. Some core self that remains intact regardless of what you do, what you accept, what you become complicit in. But what if authenticity isn't a possession you either keep or lose? What if it's something you construct through your choices day by day, compromise by compromise, until one morning you wake up and realize you've been building someone you don't recognize? Cato the Younger lived during Rome's transformation from republic to empire. He watched men he'd known for decades abandon principles they'd spent their lives defending. They'd give passionate speeches about republican virtue one day, then vote to grant Caesar exceptional powers the next. They weren't hypocrites exactly. They genuinely believed in the principles. They just believed more in survival, in staying relevant, in maintaining access to power they told themselves they'd use for good once this temporary crisis passed. Cato couldn't understand this. To him, the principle either mattered or it didn't. If Republican government was worth defending, you defended it even when defending it was costly. If virtue required consistency, you maintained consistency even when circumstances made consistency impractical. He saw compromise as a category error, like being partially honest or somewhat brave. Either you were or you weren't. This absolutism cost him everything. His inflexibility made him ineffective politically. His refusal to compromise alienated potential allies. His insistence on perfect virtue in an imperfect world meant he accomplished almost nothing he set out to accomplish. He died by his own hand rather than live under Caesar's rule, which he considered the ultimate corruption of everything worth living for. Was he noble or foolish? Did he preserve his integrity or waste his life on an impossible standard? The question has no clean answer, which is exactly what makes it interesting. The usual framing of selling out presents a choice between integrity and comfort, between staying true to yourself and making practical concessions. But this framing assumes you know who yourself is, assumes there's a stable authentic you that either gets preserved or betrayed. Real life is messier. The person making the compromise is already different from the person who drew the line. Experience has changed you. Circumstances have taught you things about necessity you didn't understand before. The you who said never may have been speaking from a position of privilege or naivety the current you no longer has access to. So when you cross the line, are you betraying your principles or updating them based on new information about how the world actually works? Over 190,000 people now read Stoic Wisdoms, with hundreds of paying subscribers applying these lessons daily. The rest of this essay explores how Seneca justified serving a tyrant while preaching virtue, where the line actually sits between strategic compromise and self-deception, what Marcus Aurelius's private journals reveal about staying honest with yourself inside corrupt systems, the gradual drift that turns temporary compromises into permanent identity, and the one question that separates practical wisdom from selling out entirely. If you haven't upgraded yet, you can unlock this full post and all premium content, including the Confidence series and Stoic Reflections.